我们感谢主弟兄带领我们唱这样一首美妙的诗歌。
We thank our Lord for our brother who allowed us, who led us in singing such a beautiful hymn.
主若愿意，我们等一会儿聚完会有时间，我们盼望能够再唱一次。
And if the Lord allows, we hope that at the end of the meeting we can sing it again.
早晨，我心中有一个很简单的负担，盼望和弟兄姐妹交通。
And this morning I have a very simple burden that I want to share with brothers and sisters.
这是关乎天国福音的第一个信息。
And that is the very first message in the message of the kingdom of heaven.
是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And that is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
悔改乃是关乎我们进天国的第一件事情。
Repentance is the very first matter for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
悔改也是我们基督徒蒙恩得救以后要持续不断的一件事情。
Repentance is also something that we need to continue in after our salvation.
请我们先打开圣经，一同读几处的经文。
Shall we turn to several passages of scripture at the beginning?
请我们先翻到新约圣经马太福音第四章。
Shall we first turn to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 4?
马太福音第四章，我们读第七节。
Matthew chapter 4, we will read verse 7.Verse 17.
马太福音第四章第十七节，从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
请我们再翻到旧约的诗篇第五十一篇。
And next, shall we turn to the Old Testament, the book of Psalm, chapter 51.
诗篇第五十一篇，我们读第四节。
Psalm 51, we'll read verse 4.
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
Against you, you only, I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge.
我们再翻回到新约约翰福音。
And then back to the New Testament, the Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第十六章第七和第八两节。
John chapter 16, verses 7 and 8.
约翰福音第十六章第七节，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
John 16 verse 7, But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you, and he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
最后我们翻回到马太福音第五章。
And lastly, we'll turn back to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5.
这是我们众人都非常熟悉的一段经文。
This is a passage that we're all familiar with.
马太福音第五章，我们要从第十三节读到第十六节。
Matthew chapter 5, we will read verses 13 through 16.
是主耶稣说的话，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯，不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Matthew 5:13, You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
那我们低头有一点祷告。
Shall we bow for another word of prayer?
主，我们心里面何等的感恩，能够在你的同在里来敬拜赞美。
Lord, our hearts are so full of thanksgiving that we can give all the thanks and praise to you in your presence.
主，你实在是恩待我们。
You have given such grace to us.
你实在是爱我们。
You truly love us.
主，我们怎么能够忽略这么大的救恩？
How can we neglect so great a salvation?
主，真是愿我们因你的救恩在你面前欢呼喜乐。
And so because of your salvation, we rejoice before you.
愿我们天天来传扬你的救恩。
May every day may we speak of your salvation.
来述说你在我们身上奇妙的作为。
And may we recount of all your amazing works in us.
好叫你的旨意能够成就在你所爱的儿女们身上。
So that your will may be accomplished upon your children.
我们将以下时间仍然仰望你。
We give the following time into your hands.
求你与我们同在。
Please be with us.
主借着圣灵亲自向我们每个心来说话。
And we ask that the Holy Spirit would speak individually to every heart.
好叫圣灵向众教会所说的话。凡有耳的都应当听。
Just as what the Spirit says to the church, may all who have an ear hear.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们知道悔改是新约圣经一开头的第一个信息。
We know that repentance is the very first message of the New Testament.
这也是旧约里头众先知向神百姓不断传讲的一个信息。
As well as a message that the prophets in the Old Testament constantly shared with the people.
就是要神的百姓悔改归向他们的神。
That is for the people to repent and return back to their God.
早晨我们盼望来进一步的来认识悔改这个基本却又非常重要的真理。
And so we hope that this morning we would take a step further in understanding this very basic truth.
从前旧约以色列神的百姓他们需要悔改。
In the Old Testament time, God's people, they needed to repent.
今天新约神的儿女们也同样需要悔改。
Today, God's children in the New Testament time, in the same way, we need to repent.
还没有信主的人需要悔改。
For those who have not yet believed, they need to repent.
对于已经信主的人，同样需要悔改。
For those who have already believed, in the same way, they still need to repent.
在主耶稣第一次降世之前，他的开路先锋施洗约翰传悔改的信息。
Before the Lord Jesus came, the Lord Jesus' forerunner, John the Baptist, he shared this message.
我相信在主回来之前，我们仍然需要听见悔改的信息。
And I do also believe that before he returns again, we still need to hear the same message of repentance.
或许在弟兄姐妹心中会有一个疑问。
Perhaps you may have this question in your heart.
我们已经蒙恩得救了，还需要悔改吗？
I have already received grace and have been saved. Why do I still need to repent?
悔改的意义究竟是什么？
What is the meaning of repentance?
我们如何能够有真实的悔改？
How can we have true repentance?
我们知道对神旧约的百姓而言，悔改是因为天国近了。
We know that for the Old Testament saints, at that time, it was because the kingdom of heaven was near.
天国的王主耶稣马上就要来临。
The king of the kingdom of heaven, our Lord Jesus, he was going to quickly appear.
就在马太福音第四章第七节那边，十七节那边所告诉我们的，从那时候耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Just as what it says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, from that time Jesus began to preach and said, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主说从那，圣经告诉我们从那时候，那是什么样的一个时候呢？
And so the Bible says, at that time, what was that time?
那是在神沉默了四百年不说话之后。
That was a time after the Lord, after God was silent for 400 years.
我们知道我们的神是说话的神。
We know that our God is a speaking God.
神乐意将他自己来向人启示。
God is very willing to reveal himself to man.
所以我们看见从前神借着众使徒和先知多次多方的来向人说话。
We see in the past that God so, in so many ways and so many times through the prophets spoke to his people.
可是到了主降第一次降世之前，神却沉默了四百年不说话。
But before the Lord Jesus came, the first time in the flesh, we see that God was silent for 400 years.
是什么原因叫神能够这样忍耐四百年不向他的百姓说话呢？
For what reason was it that God was silent for so long toward his people?
那是因着神的百姓一次一次的拒绝神借众先知向他们所说的话。
It was because the people time after time was rejecting what the prophets were saying.
神的先知要百姓悔改来归向神。
God's prophets were telling them that they needed to repent, return back to God.
然而他们却不听。
And yet they did not listen.
他们不仅不听从，
not only did they not listen,
他们反而起来迫害、杀害神所差遣的先知。
But they persecuted and murdered God's prophets.
到了个地步，神不再向百姓来说话。
To a point where God no longer spoke to his people.
就好像我们做父母亲的，
just as us who are parents,
我们常常苦口婆心的来劝诫我们所爱的儿女们。
We would nag and speak to our children over and over.
然而有时候孩子们啊顽梗悖逆。
To a point, sometimes our children, they are stubborn, they are rebellious.
他们不肯听劝。
And they are not willing to listen.
到了个地步，做父母亲的忍无可忍，他们只好选择不说话。
To a point where their parents have no other choice but to no longer speak.
当父母亲不再向孩子说话的时候，他乃是在那里任凭孩子。
When aparent no longer speaks to the child, they are actually they are giving a judgment, a severe one.
这乃是父母亲最严厉的一个管教。
It is the most severe discipline towards the children.
所以我们可以想象一个图画，当一个孩，当一个爱，那个充满爱的母亲不再向她的孩子说话的时候。
If you can imagine this illustration, a mother who is so filled with love for her children when she no longer speaks to them.
刚开始那个孩子或许还觉得蛮高兴的，因为母亲就不在那里唠叨了。
Perhaps the children at the beginning, they are pretty happy because their mother no longer nags them.
然后一天过去了。
But a day passes.
两天过去了。
Two days passes.
三天过去了。
Three days pass.
这孩子开始紧张了。
And now the child begins to worry.
我们看这个孩子的心就慢慢软下来了。
And gradually, the heart of the child begins to be softened.
所以神也是这样子来对待他的百姓。
God also deals with his children the same way.
当神沉默了四百年之后，
After God was silent for 400 years,
我们看见神的百姓的心就渐渐地软下来了。
We see that gradually the hearts of the people were softened.
对新约神的教会而言，
And towards the New Testament God's people, the church,
我们需要悔改，乃是为了预备迎接荣耀主基督的回来。
We also need to repent in order to prepare for His return.
在圣经最末了的一卷书启示录里头，
And so in the book of Revelation in the Bible,
圣灵借着使徒约翰写给七个教会的书信，
The Holy Spirit, through Apostle John wrote to the seven churches.
一般读圣经的人都同意这七封书信就说出了教会历史的七个时期。
And most people when they read the Bible they agree that these seven letters were written to the different seven stages of church history.
也有人认为这是在每一个时期当中教会七种不同的情形。
And within each stage, it represents seven different conditions of the church.
然而无论如何，与我们今天最有关联的乃是那写给老底嘉教会的那一封书信。
And no matter what relates to us the most today is the letter written to the church of Laodicea.
多数人都同意我们今天正处在一个老底嘉教会的光景的时代里头。
And most people agree that we are in the condition of the Church of Laodicea.
那老底嘉教会的光景是如何呢？
So what is the condition of the Church of Laodicea?
它的第一个特点乃是不冷不热。
The first characteristic is that they are neither hot nor cold.
今天我们看见在神的教会里头普遍基督徒的情形，岂不和老底嘉教会的光景非常类似。
We see a very common condition among the churches today, that is very similar to the condition of the Church of Laodicea.
你说他不爱主吗？他也有一些爱主。
Can you say that they don't love the Lord? Well, they do love the Lord some.
如果你说他爱主呢，他也不是那样的火热爱我们的主。
But when we speak of loving the Lord, it's not like they're that very zealous towards loving the Lord.
姐妹，这是不是我们今天的情形？
Is this our condition today?
这是当日老底嘉教会的光景。
That was the condition of Laodicea at that time.
老底嘉教会还有另外一个情形，就是
another condition of the Church of Laodicea,
就他们自我感觉很好。
Is that they felt that they were pretty good.
在启示录三章第十七节那里，圣灵就对老底嘉教会说，
In Revelation 3:17, the Holy Spirit says to them,
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
You say that I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing.
这是老底嘉教会对自我属灵光景的一个感觉。
This was the Church of Laodicea's own feeling towards their spiritual condition.
他觉得挺好的。
They feel they're pretty good.
弟兄姐妹，早晨我们是不是也觉得我们自己属灵的光景也还就像老底嘉教会的感觉是一样。
Brothers and sisters, do you have the same feeling as the Church of Laodicea regarding your own spiritual condition?
然而主对却对老底嘉教会讲说，
However, the Lord says to the Church of Laodicea,
却不知道你是那困苦可怜、 贫穷瞎眼赤身的。
And yet you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
所以这就给我们看见基督徒对自己属灵光景的认识和在神眼中所看见的是有何等大的落差。
So here we see that for a child of God, your own perception as compared to God's perception is so different.
兄姐妹，这是不是今天神教会的光景呢？
Brothers and sisters, is this the condition of the church today?
这是不是今天我们个人在神面前属灵的情形呢？
Is this our own spiritual condition before the Lord today?
所以主对老底嘉教会说，
And so the Lord says to the church of Laodicea,
凡我所疼爱的我必管教，我就责备管教他。
Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline.
所以你们要发热心，也要悔改。
Therefore, be zealous and repent.
这正是当我们在这里预备主回来，预备迎接主的再来的时候，神对他所爱的儿女们的警戒。
So as we prepare ourselves to, before his return, this is his warning towards us.
主再一次的来警戒我们，要向他发热心，也要悔改。
He warns us, he tells us to be zealous and repent.
那悔改的意义是什么呢？
So what is the meaning of repentance?
悔改的意思简单的说就是回转。
Simply put, the meaning of repentance is to return.
我想请那个 Solomon 弟兄给我们做一个示范。
And so we're going to ask Solomon to give us a demonstration.
请 Solomon 弟兄走到我这边来。
If Solomon can walk towards me,
这样展开走
move forward.
好，现在停
stop.
来转回去
return.
面向会众
face everyone.
你可以回去你的座位
and now you may sit down.
这就是回转
this is to return.
本来我们在一条错误的道路上
originally we were on the wrong path.
我们不愿意再走向错误的道路
And we do not want to be going in the wrong direction.
悔改就是告诉我们要回转。
Repentance means to return.
要向正确的道路上而去。
To walk on the right way.
从前啊，有一个俄国的大文学家托尔斯泰，他这么说。
In the past, that there was a philosopher Tolstoy who said.
他说啊，他就好像一个人要去远方做一件事。
It's as if he is a traveler who needs to go very far to do
something. 当他走到半路上的时候
But halfway in his journey,
他发现到他所要做的事情是一件错误的事情
He realized that what he was about to do was something wrong.
是他不应该做的
Something he ought not to do.
他需要悔改
He needed to repent.
他怎么悔改呢
How does he repent?
就是转身回头
That is, turn around and go back.
从前向那个方向
And go in the previous direction.
他如今不再向那个方向，而是回转向另外一个方向。
He does not go in the wrong direction, but he returns, go in the opposite direction.
以前他所爱好的那个事物
，the things that he loved in the past，
今天他要拒绝。
Today he rejects.
所以我们看见悔改乃是回转。
So repentance means return.
在我们得救之前
，So before we were saved，
我们是远离神的心意。
We were away from God's will.
我们是活在罪的当中。
We lived in sin.
我们乃是走向灭亡的那条道路。
We were walking in the path of destruction.
然而因着神极大的怜悯。
However, because of His great mercy.
就早晨弟兄所提醒我们这么大的救恩。
Just as our brother reminded us this morning, we have so great a salvation.
也是早晨我们在波饼聚会当中向神所发出的敬拜和赞美。
And just as we had given all praise and worship to God during table meeting this morning,
这么深的爱
this is such a great deep love.
把我们从那灭亡的道路上把我们拯救回来。
He has saved us from the path of death and destruction.
在我们得救之后
after we are saved,
我们应该是走向那永生的道路。
We ought to walk on the path of eternal life.
我们应该是活在神的心意。
We need to live in His will.
我们应该是向着神的心意而去。
We need to walk in the direction of His will.
我们应当是在凡事上尊主基督为圣。
And in all things, we need to claim that He is holy.
然而很可惜的，在我们实际的生活当中
，However, sadly, in our practical everyday life,
并不是每一个基督徒都是这样子生活着。
It's not every Christian who lives in such a way.
所以我们需要悔改。
And so we need to repent.
我们需要回转到神的心意里头。
We need to return back to His will.
我们需要回到神的面前。
We need to return back to our God.
让主在我们生活当中来居首位。
To allow the Lord to have the rightful place in our lives.
我们需要能够在生活当中来脱离一切的罪恶。
And in our daily life, that we need to be set free from all sin.
我们需要从这世界的捆绑和引诱里头能够回转来向神。
We need to return from the bondage and oppression of this world and go back to God.
所以我看见我们基督徒的生活乃是需要常常的悔改。
And so we see that for the life of a Christian, we need to repent often.
所以悔改的意义也就包括了不断的修正。
And so the meaning of repentance also encompasses a constant adjustment.
虽然从前我们大方向是走向灭亡。
Previously, our general direction was towards destruction.
今天感谢神，因着他儿子的救恩，我们能够来转向神。
But thank God, through the redemption of His Son, now we can return back to God.
我们乃是走向永生的一般人。
We are a group of people who are walking towards our living God.
然而，在这条永生的道路上
，and upon this eternal way，
我们却不小心，我们就会偏离了神的心意。
Sometimes we will deviate from God's will.
所以我们看见，我们有时候偏向左或偏向右。
Sometimes we deviate to the right or to the left.
所以神就借着圣灵常常来提醒我们。
And so God, through His Holy Spirit, would often remind us.
来归正我们。
To correct us.
叫我们行在这是正路，要行在其中。
So that we would know this is the right way, walk upon it.
所以对基督徒而言
，So towards a Christian,
悔改乃是要回到神的心意里头。
Repentance is to return back to the will of God.
悔改乃是要回到神的面前。
Repentance is to return back before the Father.
悔改乃是要在生活当中来尊主基督为圣。
Repentance is that in our daily lives we would acknowledge that God, He alone is holy.
圣灵在我们身上就负这个责任，要把我们带到这样一个正确的目标里头。
And the Holy Spirit, He bears a responsibility in bringing us towards such a goal.
那我们今天如何在我们生活当中来学习这一个真实悔改的功课呢
？So today, how can we practically learn this lesson of repentance?
第一，我们必须要知道，叫人知罪悔改，乃是圣灵的工作。
First, we must know that for a person to repent and change is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是约翰福音十六章那里主所说的话。
This is what our Lord Jesus spoke in John chapter 16.
主说：“我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。”
He says that if I do not go, then the Helper will not come.
我若去，就差他来。
But if I go, He will come.
他既来了，就叫人为罪、为义、为审判。自己责备自己。
And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这里所说的保惠师，就是指着圣灵而说的。
Here, this helper speaks of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主，我们的主已经去到父的宝座那里。
And we thank our Lord, He has already returned back to the throne of His Father.
他借着十字架的死，成就了这伟大的救恩。
And through His death upon the cross, has already accomplished this great salvation.
当他从死里复活之后，他向众门徒们显现。
And after He resurrected, He had appeared to all the disciples.
在四十天之久，他之后在门徒的面前就被接升到天上去。
And after he had appeared to his disciples for 40 days, he ascended up to heaven.
所以当五旬节圣灵浇灌下来的时候
，And so at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out,
使徒彼得和众门徒们就做一个见证。
The apostles and Peter they testified.
就是你们所钉十字架的耶稣。神已经将他立他为主为基督。
That is the Jesus that you have crucified, that God has already named him as Christ.
当他们经历到圣灵浇灌下来的时候
，And so when the Holy Spirit was poured out,
就证明一件事，我们的主已经升到荣耀的天上去。
It confirmed that our Lord Jesus had already ascended into the heavens.
所以我们知道圣灵保惠师已经来了。
So we know the Holy Spirit has already come.
圣灵来到信主的人身上。
And he has come upon those who believe him.
他要在我们身上来显明这个救恩。
And upon us, he is to manifest the salvation.
他要在我们身上来制作我们。
And in us, he is going to work in us.
来使用我们。
He's going to use us.
叫世人也为自己的罪责备自己。
So that people of this world may be convicted of sin.
所以今天我们看见叫人知罪、叫人悔改乃是圣灵的工作。
So for a person to be convicted and to repent is the work of the Holy Spirit.
就像我们在初蒙恩的时候
Just as when we first believed.
我们原本心里的眼睛是瞎的。
Previously, the eyes of our hearts were blind.
无论 跟我们传福音的人怎么对我们说
？No matter what the person sharing the gospel with us, no matter what they said,
我们就是拒绝真光。
We just rejected the true light.
我们不愿意承认耶稣是我们的救主。
We are not willing to acknowledge that the Lord Jesus is our Savior.
在我们蒙怜悯的那个日子
，But in the days of our mercy and salvation,
圣灵在我们里头开了我们的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit opened up the eyes of our heart.
使我们能够看见我们的主耶稣。他是如何爱了我们
？And allowed us to see how much our Lord Jesus loves us.
是圣灵在我里面开我们的眼睛，看见我们原来在神面前是一个罪人。
And the Holy Spirit opened up our inner eyes so that we could see what a sinner we were.
这里面盼望在我们当中蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹，没有一个人是因着头脑被人说服而认识自己是个罪人。
We hope that among us, all brothers and sisters who are truly saved, that you were in the beginning, you were not persuaded by someone else to convince you that you are a sinner.
弟兄姐妹，只有圣灵能够叫我们真实的认识到我们在神面前是个罪人。
Only the Holy Spirit can truly show you that you are a sinner.
然后圣灵在我们里头也定叫我们定自己的罪。
And then the Holy Spirit allows us to condemn our own sin.
当圣灵来了，叫我们为自己的罪在神面前懊悔的时候
，And so when the Holy Spirit comes and when He allows us to truly feel regret and remorse，
我们心里面满了感恩，接受耶稣在十字架所为我们成就的救恩。
Then with great thanksgiving we receive the salvation that He has prepared for us。
我们欢喜接受这么大的救恩。
And we receive this great salvation with great joy。
这是圣灵在我们里头起头的工作。
This is the beginning work of the Holy Spirit in us.
但圣灵叫人为自己的罪在神的面前懊悔悔改的工作呢，并不停在这里。
However, the work of the Holy Spirit in convicting us of our own sin does not stop here.
圣灵在我们这些蒙恩得救的人身上，他叫我们知罪。认罪的工作乃是要继续下去。
The Holy Spirit continues in this work of repentance and convicting us of sin.
所以当我们蒙恩得救之后
，So after our salvation，
我们就发现说，我们对于罪的敏感度就越来越提升。
We realize that our sensitivity towards sin becomes deeper.
从前发脾气觉得发得有理。
Previously, when we threw our temper out, we thought that we had a good reason to.
当我们随着信主的年日渐渐增加加增之后
，But gradually, as the years go by after our salvation,
哎呀，每次发完脾气，我们心里面就有一个啊罪的感觉。
After we had just thrown a big temper tantrum, then we realized there's a sensation of sin.
在我们刚蒙恩的时候。
When we first believed,
我们说话有时候还像从前没有信主之前说话一样。
Sometimes we would speak just as we had spoken before we were saved.
那随着我们信主的年日的增加
，But as the years go by after our salvation,
我们发现我们所说的一些不准确的话。
We realize that the things that we spoke previously that were inaccurate,
说一些不合圣徒体统的话
，things that were not very edifying to the saints,
我们里面就会有一个对罪有一个感觉。
There is another sensation of sin in our heart.
就是圣灵在我们里头。继续的那个工作。
This is the continual work of the Holy Spirit in us.
而且我们对罪的认识也会越来越广泛。
And our understanding of sin also broadens.
就从前不觉得是罪的。
Previously, we didn't think of this as sin.
随着我们信主的年日的增加。
But because of the years going by,
我们就会越来越发现，原来这也是罪。
Gradually, we come to realize that this is sin as well.
同时，我们对罪的那个憎恶和抗拒呢，也会越来越提高。
As well as our feeling of wanting to get rid of sin also heightens.
从前呢，我们可能好几天在一个罪恶里头，也不觉得有什么不平安。
Previously, we may be in sin for several days, and we don't really have any feeling of we don't lose our peace.
但我们随着我们信主的年日渐渐增加之后
，But after the years go by after our salvation,
我发现圣灵在里头也会来加深我们。对罪那个不平安的感觉。
We realize that the Holy Spirit also deepens that sense of losing our peace.
弟兄姐妹，这就是圣灵在我们身上继续叫我们为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己的工作。
Brothers and sisters, this is the work of the Holy Spirit as He works continually in showing us our sin, righteousness, and judgment.
所以，像我们上个主日啊 ，Chip 弟兄所提醒我们。
So just as our brother Chip had reminded us last Sunday,
我们要对圣灵微小的声音。要敏锐。
We need to be sensitive to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们对于圣灵的感动和带领，要 要熟悉。
We need to be familiar with the moving and the convicting work of the Holy Spirit.
叫圣灵能够继续在我们身上来做这个叫我们知罪而且悔改的工作。
So that the Holy Spirit can continue His work of changing us, so that we may repent and change.
这里面就是我们成圣的过程。
This is the work of sanctification.
这是圣灵在我们身上要把我们磨成神儿子形象的一个过程。
This is the process of the Holy Spirit molding us into the image of His Son.
第二方面，我们讲到说我们要学习悔改的态度，是非常重要的。
Secondly, we need to speak of the importance of our attitude in the work of the Holy Spirit changing us.
悔改的态度也需要对。
The attitude of repentance also needs to be right.
悔改的态度应该是什么呢？
So what is the right attitude of repentance?
悔改的态度乃需要谦卑。
The right attitude of repentance is humility.
如果我们回想在我们还没有蒙恩得救之前，
If you think back before you were saved,
为什么我们在神的面前不能得着这个救恩呢？
Why was it before God we could not receive the salvation?
一个最大的问题就是我们的骄傲。
One of the greatest problems was our pride.
这个不谦卑就是骄傲。
Not being able to be humble is pride.
我们知道谦卑才能够叫我们在神面前蒙恩。
Humility allows us to receive grace before God.
一个骄傲的人就不能在神的面前蒙恩。
A proud person cannot receive grace from God.
雅各书第四章第六节告诉我们。
And James tells us.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble.
一个罪人之所以不能够蒙赦罪之恩。
A person who cannot receive salvation.
他最大的原因就是他不肯谦卑。
The greatest reason for not receiving salvation is because they're not willing to humble themselves.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这不谦卑，这个骄傲在我们里头是一个，在我们罪性里头是一个最根深蒂固的一个问题。
This not humbling ourselves, this pride is a very deeply rooted problem within us.
我记得从前有机会跟年长弟兄谈话当中，
I remember in the past when I spoke with our elderly brother.
年长弟兄就说到这个骄傲的这个罪啊，是最难对付的。
Our elderly brother spoke of how this sin of pride is one of the most difficult to deal with.
就到了我们年老发白的时候，
Even when we in our old age when we have white hair.
就是到我们见主之前，
Even to the point right before we meet the Lord.
这个骄傲仍然在我们里头，在那里来缠累我们。
This pride is still in us, entangling us.
拦阻我们在神面前蒙恩，
Hindering us from receiving grace.
所以我们悔改的态度乃是要谦卑。
So the attitude of repentance is to humble ourselves.
原谅我用一个自己的小小的例子。
Forgive me for using myself as a small example.
我们知道，当我们不是当我们讲我好了。
Speaking of myself here.
我有些时候啊，不小心呢，就得罪了我的姐妹。
Sometimes without realizing, I would offend or sin against my wife.
那当然，我们知道，我们这个知错呢，就得要认错。
And so, of course, when you are wrong, you need to acknowledge you are wrong.
每一个弟兄姐妹啊，我们都要学这个功课。
And every one of us needs to learn this lesson.
当圣灵光照你，让你知错的时候呢，你一定要学习这个认错的功课。
And so, when the Holy Spirit shines His light upon you and you realize that you are wrong, you need to acknowledge, confess
that you are wrong. 有时候呢，我虽然向姐妹认错了。
And so, sometimes, yes, even though I do acknowledge, confess my wrong before my wife.
但是呢，要向姐妹认错，这不是一件容易的功课。
However, to confess my wrongdoing is not an easy lesson.
功课虽然不容易，但是还是得学。
Even the lesson is not easy, I still need to learn it.
所以我硬着头皮跟姐妹认错了。
And so, yes, I've gone and I've confessed my wrongdoing.
我想姐妹啊，应该是会比较欢喜。
And I feel that my wife needs to be happy about that.
姐妹却回答我说。
However, my wife responds in saying.
这算什么认错呢？
This doesn't count.
哎呀，心里面真是感到委屈。
And so I feel bad.
好不容易拉下脸认错了。
I just put down my own pride and I've now confessed.
姐妹还说这算什么认错？
But she says that this doesn't count.
姐妹的确说的没错。
But what she said was right.
如果我们认错的态度不对。
If our attitude in confessing is not right.
如果我们是趾高气扬的来认错。
If we're still in our pride and we're confessing.
如果我们在那里还讲理由来认错。
If you're confessing your sins with your reasons and excuses.
难怪姐妹说这算什么认错。
No wonder my wife says this doesn't count.
姐妹， 我们必须要带着谦卑的态度来承认我们的错。
We need to come before the Lord with humility as we confess our sins.
这才是一个真实的悔改。
This is true repentance.
我常常想到圣经里面有一幅图画。
I often think of this illustration in the Bible.
就是那一个行淫被捉拿到主耶稣面前的那个妇人。
That is the woman who was caught in adultery as she was dragged before the Lord.
那是一个真实悔改的态度。
That was an attitude of true repentance.
他在主的面前，在众人面前，他低着头，抬不起来。
And before the Lord and before all men, she had her head bowed and she could not even raise her head because she knew she was wrong.
他也没有什么理由可以说。
She had no excuses.
他也没有抬着头对众人说：“你们谁没有犯罪，就可以拿石头打我。”
She didn't raise her head and point at everyone around her and say, "Who among you have no sin? You can take up a stone and hit me."
那句话是主耶稣说的。
That was what the Lord Jesus said.
我们看见那个行淫的妇人被带到主面前，她带着一个真实悔改的态度。
So we see for that adulterous woman, she had a heart of true repentance.
她在主的面前就蒙恩了。
And so before the Lord, she received grace.
所以我们盼望我们在这个悔改的态度上，我们要学习谦卑。
So we hope that in this attitude of repentance, that we would learn to be humble.
那真实的悔改呢？它必须要包括几个方面。
And so in true repentance, it encompasses several different things.
首先，必须在神的面前承认自己的过犯。
First, before the Lord, you need to confess your own sin.
我们刚刚读到大卫所写的诗篇第五十一篇。
We just previously read David's Psalm 51.
就当他与别示巴犯了奸淫之后。
That is, after he had committed his sin with Bathsheba.
他有好长一段时间他不肯认自己的罪。
There was a very long period of time where he was not willing to acknowledge his own sin.
所以如果我们回去读诗篇第三十一篇，那就是也是大卫所写的。
And so if you go back and read Psalm 31, it's also another
Psalm of David. 那就是大卫在他还没有在神面前承认自己的过犯之前所写的诗篇。
This was a Psalm that he wrote before he had committed sin.
是非常痛苦的一篇诗篇。
It is a Psalm full of anguish.
然而感谢神的怜悯。
And he was thanking God for his mercy.
到了时候，神就差遣他的先知拿单来指出大卫的过犯来。
So when the time came, God sent his prophet Nathan to point out David's sin.
然后大卫就明白，知道自己在神面前所犯的这个罪。
And so then David came to understand and know his own sin.
大卫在神面前认罪悔改。
And so David before God, he repented and confessed.
他就写了诗篇第五十一篇。
And then he wrote Psalm 51.
他说：“我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。”
He said, "Against you, you only, I have sinned."
神啊，我在你眼前行了这恶。
And done what is evil in your sight.
然而大卫却知道神有极大的怜悯和慈爱。
And David also knew that God has abundant in grace and mercy.
他在第诗篇五十一篇就说，神所要的祭乃是忧伤痛悔的灵。
And he also knew that the sacrifice that God desires is a broken and contrite heart.
他向神说，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
For a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
我们看见借着大卫的一个认罪悔改，就将神所为世人预备的救恩就显明出来。
And so God through David showed us this way of repentance.
那我们看见在神实在是有赦罪之恩。
That God truly has forgiveness.
那大卫是不是这样在神面前承认自己的过犯就好了呢？
And so was this good enough that David confesses sin before God?
我们看见大卫不仅在神面前认罪悔改。
We see that David not only confessed and repented before God.
他也把他这认罪悔改的过程他把它写了下来。
But he also wrote down this whole process of his repentance.
所以到今天我们仍然能够看见大卫他所犯的过犯。
So even to today, we can still see the sin that David had committed.
我们也能够看见大卫是如何在神的面前认罪悔改。
We see how he confessed and repented before God.
他如何在神的面前有一个真实的承认自己的过犯。
How he honestly confessed his sin before God.
然后呢，借着大卫的这样一个认罪悔改呢，就把神的救恩显明出来。
And through David, we see here God revealed his redemption.
所以我们看见这是大卫所写诗篇五十一篇宝贵的地方。
And so here we see the preciousness of David writing down Psalm 51.
就是一个真实的悔改必须是在神的面前承认自己所犯的罪。
True repentance is like what David wrote here in acknowledging your sin.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们基督徒每一天的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this is our daily life.
我们刚蒙恩得救的时候
，When we were first saved，
我们知道我们在神面前，我们认罪悔改，真是叫我们啊，真是感到神的爱是那样的那样的深。
When we first confessed and repented, we felt the depths of His love.
因为每一次我们认罪，我们就靠着主的宝血来洗净。
Because every time you come before Him and you repent, it is according to His precious blood that you are washed clean.
叫我们里面能够重新有正直的灵。
So that you may have a right spirit within you.
我们能够在神的面前有一个平安和喜乐。
And before God, you have peace and joy.
但是渐渐，我们信主年日越过越久。
But gradually, as the years go by in knowing the Lord,
我们不小心就忽略了这一件宝贵。
Without realizing it, we neglect such a precious thing.
就好像我们忽略了这么大的救恩。
Just as we had neglected so great a salvation.
你就发现我们渐渐的就被罪恶所缠累。
Gradually, we become entangled in sin.
渐渐的，我们就被这个世界和其中的所引诱。
Gradually, we have been tempted by all these things in the world.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一天。都需要在神的面前来省察自己。
And so every day, brothers and sisters, we need to examine ourselves.
我们需要求圣灵来光照我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to shine His light upon us.
叫我们看看在神的面前有没有隐藏、隐而未现的罪。
So we need to ask God, is there any hidden sin in us?
叫我们在神的面前来看一看，我们还有没有得罪神的地方。
And before God, we need to see, is there anything else that we have sinned against Him?
若是有，我们就需要马上的在神面前来承认。
If there is, we need to quickly confess our sin.
我们再来支取主宝血的功效。
And again, claim the effectiveness of His precious blood.
神是信实的，是公义的。
He is faithful. He is righteous.
我们若认自己的罪，他必赦免我们一切的不义。
If you confess your sins, He is faithful and just, and He will forgive you, cleanse you of all your sin.
我们盼望我们每一个基督徒。我们每一天都能够养成这样的习惯。
We hope that every believer can develop this habit.
我记得我刚信主的时候
，I remember when I first believed in the Lord.
带领我们的弟兄姐妹就这样来提醒我们。
The brothers and sisters who led us reminded us.
每天晚上睡觉以前
，Every night before you sleep.
我们都应当回到主的面前。
You need to return back before God.
我们求主，求圣灵来光照我们。
Ask the Lord through the Holy Spirit to shine upon us.
来显明我们。
And to reveal to us.
看我们有没有得罪主的地方。
Is there any way or anything that we
have offended God? 看我们还没有认的罪。
Is there any unconfessed sin?
我们就赶快认自己的罪。
And then quickly confess your sin.
若是有的话。
If there is.
叫主的宝血洗净我们一切我们所知道的罪。
Ask for His blood to cleanse you of all the sin that you know of.
我记得有弟兄这么说。
I remember a brother who once said.
如果那天晚上我们睡觉，那天晚上我们就被主接走了。
That evening, if the Lord takes you.
至少感谢主，我们在神面前一切的亏欠都靠主的宝血已经洁净。
That at least if there is any shortcoming before God, His precious blood has cleansed us all.
我觉得到今天。约和就你们一彼此来共勉。
So today I want to mutually encourage one each other.
我们一同来操练这样的一个习惯。
That together we can learn and develop this habit.
我们常常回到神的面前。
That we often come before the Lord.
来省察我们自己。
And examine ourselves.
来求圣灵来显明我们。
Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us.
好叫我们在神的面前能够过一个。有一个长存一个清洁无愧的良心。
So that often we can have before Him an unblemished, a clean conscience.
真实的悔改也必须要有一个撕裂的心肠。
True, repentance, you also need a heart that will rend itself.
或是说是一个撕裂心肠的懊悔。
Or we could say that has a heart of true remorse.
在旧约约珥书第二章那里，耶和华说。
In the New Testament, in the book of Joel, it tells us.
你虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。
Now, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning.
你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服。
So rend your heart and not your garments.
归向耶和华你们的神。
Return to the Lord your God.
这里神给我们看见，神当初 在那里向百姓呼喊他们说要悔改。
So here we see at that time, God through His prophet was calling out for them to repent.
神要百姓要回转归向神。
God wanted His people to return back to Him.
神说你们要撕裂你们的心肠。
God says to, we need to rend our heart.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
换句话说，神不仅要我们有外面的悔改。
In other words, God doesn't just want us to have an outward change.
这是撕裂衣服所表达的意思。
This is the meaning of rending your garments.
神乃是要我们里面有一个真实的痛悔。
But even more importantly, God wants us to have a true remorse and change in our heart.
弟兄姐妹，主的话告诉我们，人心比万物都诡诈。
We know that God tells us that the heart of man is evil beyond all things.
有些时候，就连我们在神面前的悔改。也不是竟然真实。
Sometimes even our repentance before God may not be all that true.
曾经有弟兄这么说，我们在神面前所流的眼泪，有时候还需要主的宝血来洁净。
Some brothers tell us that even our tears that we weep before God, we also need God to cleanse that with His blood.
意思是说，当我们在神面前有些时候在那里悔改的时候，
meaning that sometimes when we are repenting before God,
我们虽然流泪的悔改，
even though we repent with tears,
我们周围的人看见的都非常受感动，
and the people around us that they are greatly moved,
可能连我们自己都觉得也受感动，
even we ourselves feel moved.
然而我们的神却是鉴察人心的神，
however our God is one who examines our hearts.
我们的心在神的面前是赤露敞开的，
our heart is completely wide open and bare before God.
在我们里面有没有那一个深切的一个懊悔呢？
Do you have deep remorse and regret?
还是我们在那里只是在神的面前为了自己自爱自怜？
Or are you only looking at yourself?
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要在神面前有一个撕裂心肠的悔改。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have a repentance where you truly rend your heart.
神就必赦免我们。
And then God will forgive.
而且当我们的心来转向神的时候，
And when your heart is turned back to Him,
神也必转向我们。
God will turn back to you.
弟兄姐妹，我们在神面前的悔改必须是真实从我们内心所发出的。
And so our repentance needs to come from the inner depths of our hearts.
就是这里约珥书所说的，你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服。
And that is what Joel tells us here, that you are to rend your heart, not your garments.
然而，真实的悔改，它也应当具有那具体改正的行动。
And of course, true repentance also follows with true action, true change.
在以弗所书，对以弗所书对我们来说，我们知道是整本圣经当中启示最高的一卷书。
We know that the book of Ephesians is one of the highest revelations in the New Test in the entire Bible.
因为在以弗所书的前三章给我们看见神最高的启示。
Because in Ephesians chapter 1 through 3 we see the highest revelation of God.
就是神永远的旨意。
That is God's eternal purpose.
然而到了以弗所书第四章以后，
But then after Ephesians chapter 4,
他却给我们看见基督徒在地上非常具体的生活。
We see the very practical aspects of a Christian's life.
他说到，你们从前偷窃的，不要再偷窃。
It speaks of how if you had stolen in the past, no longer steal.
从前我们说谎话，说污秽的话语的，一句也都不要再出口。
That if you had unclean speech in the past, now do not let that come out of your mouth.
一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷嚷、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都要从你们中间除掉。
All that was evil, all that was deceitful, you need to cast it out from you.
也就是告诉我们说，在每天生活当中，我们要脱去旧人，要穿上新人。
That is to say that you need to take off the old man and put on the new man.
弟兄姐妹，所以借着以弗所书给我们看见，我们不仅要明白神永远的旨意。
So through the book of Ephesians, we see not only do we need to understand God's eternal purpose.
更重要的是，我们要在我们每天生活当中活在这个旨意的里头。
But more importantly, in our everyday, daily life, we need to live in this purpose.
所以我们看见以弗所书第四章之后给我们看见，就是弟兄，就是基督徒一个悔改的生活。
And so from Ephesians chapter 4 on, we see this is the life of one who has repented.
他一再的告诉我们不要怎么样，要怎么样。
It tells us over and over, do not be like this, be like this.
姐妹，这就是一个悔改的生活。
This is a life of repentance.
我们要脱去我们旧人和旧人一切的行为。
Take off the old man and all the deeds of the old man.
那我们要在每天生活当中要穿上新人。
Every day put on the new man.
要将基督那新生的样式要能够 在我们生活当中来表明出来。
Allow the newness of our Lord Jesus be expressed from us.
就是让我们看见神的旨意必须是要体现在我们具体的生活当中。
And so here we see that God's purpose can be lived out in our daily, everyday life.
特别是透过我们在神面前一个真实的悔改。
Particularly through a true repentance.
就在我们生活里头有一个具体的改正。
So that we could have a substantial, true change.
所以中文很好，中文讲到悔改。
And so in Chinese, it talks about return and change as repentance.
悔改呢，不能光悔而不改。
You can't just return and have no change.
我知道，我听到有弟兄姐妹，他有这样的一个情形。
And I have heard of some brothers and sisters, they have this condition.
他就说到，他同样的罪，他一犯再犯。
That the same sin, they keep continually committing it.
犯了100次，犯了200次。还在犯同样的罪。
They've committed it 100 times, 200 times, still the same sin.
弟兄姐妹，这问题在哪里？
So where's the problem?
就是我们缺少一个真实的悔改。
We lack true repentance.
悔改乃是说到我们不仅心里面要懊悔。
That not true repentance is that not only in your heart you feel true remorse.
我们行动上也必须要改正。
But in your behavior there is change.
悔改乃是从里面到外面的一个改变。
Repentance is a change that starts from the inside out.
在过去这个周五，基督教真理组，我们学习这个受浸之后这个专题。
This past Friday night in the Basic Truth Group, we were talking about life after baptism.
有好几位弟兄姐妹都分享到，在他们信主之后，他们生活中的改变。
And so several brothers and sisters testified of some of the changes after they believed in the Lord.
都是在平常生活当中非常具体的事情上。
These are all very practical things that they've gone through.
其中有位姐妹就分享到。他信主好几年。
There's one sister who shared that she has believed in the Lord for many years.
可是一直没有好好的读圣经。
But she hasn't really spent the time to read the Bible.
前不久，他就有一个心愿，盼望能够每天好好的读主的话。
And so recently she had the desire to really study God's word well.
可是实在是太忙了，就像我们很多人的感觉一样，好像挤不出时间来读圣经。
But she found herself to be so busy, just like so many of us, that we just can't find time to read his word.
可是他里面这个读圣经的这个负担呢，又越来非常的加深。
But she had a greater desire and deeper burden in wanting to read God's word.
哎呀，她想怎么办呢？
So she thought to herself, what can I do?
就只好呢，就趁着丈夫还有孩子还没起床之前，一大早自己提早一个小时起床。
And so she thought, well, the only thing I can do is an hour before her husband and her children are up that she would get up and read.
哎呀，我们姐妹这个心智啊，非常宝贵。
And so this desire of our sister is very precious.
所以呢，她就提早一个小时起床。
So she get up an hour before.
想要好好读圣经。
And wanted to read the Bible well.
可是呢，她遇到一个问题。
However, she ran into a problem.
就每天她早上一起来，第一件事情。
That every morning when she first gets up.
就当她眼睛一睁开，所做第一件事情就是打开手机。
The very first thing when she opens up her eyes is that she would turn on her cell phone.
有没有人有这样的习惯？
Do you also have the same habit?
这一打开就不得了了。
As soon as you opened it, you turned on your phone, it's over.
就开始滑手机了。
Then you're looking at your phone.
不知不觉一下子一个小时很快过去了。
And all of a sudden, an hour has passed.
该读的圣经也没有读。
And you haven't read the Bible.
哎呀，姐妹心里面就很懊悔。
And so our sister, in her heart, she feels regret.
感谢主，她愿意读圣经的心智。没有改变。
And so we thank the Lord that her desire to read the Bible, it hasn't changed.
姐妹就靠着主的恩典在神面前，她就有一个真实的悔改。
So according to God's grace, that before him, she has a true repentance.
当她早上一睁开眼睛的时候。
So in the morning, as soon as she opens her eyes.
她虽然也打开手机。
Even though she still turns on her phone.
她看一下时间。
She looks at the time.
她就把它丢在旁边。
And then tosses it aside.
她就拿起圣经开始好好来读主的话。
And then she opens up God's word and starts to read.
感谢主，她就在这样一个环境当中，她就每一天在清晨能够来读主的话语，来亲近主。
So thank the Lord that every day in the early morning hours she's able to come and draw near to the Lord through His word.
我们这姐妹就做见证。
And so our sister testifies.
慢慢的，她感觉到她这个人哈，好像就开始改变。
That gradually she feels that herself as a person begins to change.
因着她读主的话语，因着她来亲近主。
Through reading God's word, through drawing close to Him.
不仅她觉得自己慢慢改变了。
Not only has she felt that she herself has changed.
她的丈夫啊，还有她的孩子呢？渐渐地看见，这个妈妈怎么不一样了？
But her husband and her children also come to know that their mother, the wife, is different now.
后来呢，姐妹所认识周遭其他的朋友们也发现这个姐妹的确改变了。
And our sister also shares that her friends around her also come to acknowledge that she has changed.
姐妹，我们看见这悔改从我们心里面开始。
And so we see repentance begins from our hearts.
这悔改不停在我们心里面的懊悔而已。
And it does not stop at just feeling regret, remorse and regret.
我们必须在我们行动上也有所改正。
But that there is change in our actions.
从前做的。
What you have done in the past.
滑手机。
Holding or spending time on your phone.
不要再做。
You don't do it anymore.
然后呢，现在呢，要拿起圣经。
Now you pick up the Bible.
好好的读圣经，来亲近。
Read His Word well and draw near to Him.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要在神的面前来悔改。
Brothers and sisters, how we need to repent before God.
今天神把我们的配偶，我们的儿女摆在我们身边。
Today God has given us our spouse, our children around us.
神也把一些我们工作单位中的一些同事、老板放在我们身边。
And God has also placed our co-workers, our boss around us.
如果他们到今天仍然还没有得救。
If to today they still have not been saved.
我们需要在神的面前来省察。
Before God, we need to examine ourselves.
我们来求圣灵光照我们。
Ask the Holy Spirit to shine His light upon you.
看看我们是不是在他们得救的道路上成了他们的障碍。
In their path to salvation, have we become a hindrance?
有一次，有一位姐妹来请目的弟兄为她还没有信主的丈夫祷告。
One time, a sister approached Brother Moody and asked him to pray for her unbelieving husband.
那穆迪就回答这位姐妹说：“不，我不能为你的丈夫祷告。”
And Brother Moody responded to her and said, "No, I cannot pray for your unbelieving husband."
这位我相信弟兄姐妹和这位姐妹都感到非常惊讶。
Perhaps you, just like the sister, would be surprised.
穆迪弟兄是神所使用啊，传福音、拯救灵魂一个非常重用的器皿。
Brother Moody is a greatly used vessel, instrument in the hand of God in sharing the gospel.
所以姐妹就对穆迪说：“你不是，你岂不应该为还没有得救的人祷告吗
？”And so our sister asked Brother Moody, "Don't you need to pray for those who have not yet believed?"
穆迪说：“是的，我是为还没有得救的人祷告。”
And Brother Moody responded, "Yes, I do pray for those who have not yet believed in the Lord."
但我不为你的丈夫祷告。
But I will not pray for your husband.
这姐妹就问穆迪说：“为什么呢
？”And so our sister asked Brother Moody, "Why not?"
穆迪就说：“我相信你就是你丈夫得救路上最大的障碍。”
And Brother Moody responded to her that I believe that you are the greatest obstacle in the path of your husband of his salvation.
我们可以想象这个姐妹气炸了。
And so our sister was greatly, she was very angry.
她回到家里愤愤不平，对她丈夫埋怨穆迪。
And so she went home and she was so full of anger and went home and complained to her husband about Brother Moody.
她抱怨说，她跟她丈夫抱怨说，穆迪羞辱了她。
And complained to her husband that Moody had shamed her.
那这个姐妹的丈夫呢，就问她说，我一直以为穆迪是一个好人呐。
And so our sister's husband said, "Well, I always thought that Brother Moody was a good person."
他怎么会羞辱你呢
？How could he have shamed you？
这姐妹就回答丈夫说，穆迪的确是羞辱了我。
And the sister she responded and said, "Yes, he had shamed me today."
丈夫还是关心她嘛，就问她说，那穆迪是怎么羞辱你
？And so her husband, in caring for her, continued to ask, said, "How did he shame you?"
姐妹就说。穆迪说：“我是你得救道路上最大的障碍。”
Because Brother Moody told me that I am the greatest obstacle in your path to salvation.
那她的丈夫啊，那一天啊是鼓足勇气。
And so that day, the husband he acknowledged it.
他就回答这位姐妹说：“穆迪所说的岂不正是事实吗
？”And responded to her by saying, "Didn't what Brother Moody said is it's truth, it's reality."
弟兄姐妹，如果我们自己成天还活在罪恶当中
，So brothers and sisters, if we are still living in sin,
我们还没有在神面前来认罪悔改
，If we have not confessed and repented of our sin before God,
我们怎么期盼我们身边的人圣灵能够在他们心中来做工，叫他们在神面前认罪悔改呢
？How can we expect God to do the work of repentance of changing the people around us?
如果我们自己还深爱世界，还贪图世上的享乐。
if we ourselves still are enjoying the pleasures of this world, how can we expect the people around us to also not love the world and come to love God? If we're still also tempted and entangled by our smartphones and the computer and TV, how can we expect our children not to also spend time playing video games and being on the web?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是成了那失去盐的、失去味的盐呢？
Are we the salt that has become tasteless?
我们是不是成了那藏在斗底下的灯呢？
Are we the light that is being hidden underneath the bushel?
主的话告诉我们说，你们是世上的盐。
The Lord Jesus tells us that you are the salt of the world.
主也告诉我们，你们是世上的光。
And he also tells us that we are the light of the world.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们人从我们身上，他不能够看见基督。
Brothers and sisters, if people around us cannot see Christ from us,
如果人从我们身上不能够摸着基督，
if people around us cannot touch Christ,
如果人从我们身上他不能够感受到基督，
if people around us cannot sense Christ,
我们岂不就是那失了味的盐？
Aren't we salt that have become tasteless?
我们岂不就是藏在斗底下的灯吗？
Aren't we that lamp that has been hidden underneath the basket?
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
不错，圣灵已经来了。
Yes, the Holy Spirit has already come.
他要叫人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And he wants us to all be convicted of sin.
然而我们乃是圣灵在人心中叫人认罪悔改工作的那个媒介。
We need to be that vessel, that useful vessel, for man to be convicted of sin.
我们需要回到神的面前发热心并且悔改。
We need to be zealous and repent before God.
好叫圣灵在世人身上的工作不受到我们的拦阻。
So that the work of the Holy Spirit in the work of changing others will not be hindered by us.
就像我们刚刚所唱诗歌的第三段所告诉我们。
Just like stanza 3 in the hymn that we just sang.
神的救恩是不是被我们扣住了呢？
Have we been in the way of his salvation?
姐妹，我们岂不应当把神的救恩显明在世人当中吗？
Are we the ones who are expressing His light to all the people of the world?
We
need the Lord to work
in us.
So that we would not be the obstacle to
God's work.
So that the Holy Spirit can use us. So that we can be the salt of the world. And be the light of the world.
弟兄姐妹，我们想到我们今天所处的这个国家。
Brothers and sisters, we think of this country that we live in.
我相信每一个有感觉的人都知道，的确是腐败了。
I do believe that if you have any sense at all that this world is very corrupt.
为什么会落到这样一个腐败的光景呢？
Why has it fallen to such a corrupted level?
是不是盐失了味？
Is it because the salt has lost its flavor?
是不是神的教会没有能够在这个国家成为他应当有的那个器皿？
Is it because God in his church in this country has lost its rightful place as a vessel?
我们看见今天我们所处的时代是何等的黑暗。
We see that the world that we live in today is so dark.
我们常常会有这样的埋怨，那样的埋怨。
Oftentimes we complain about this and complain about that.
今天我们需要省察我们自己。
We need to examine ourselves.
因为主说我们是世上的光。
Because the Lord has said that we are the light of the world.
姐妹，我们是不是能够叫把这样的一个真光能够照在这样一个黑暗的世代里？
Can we truly shine His light in this generation?
主说要叫人看见你们的好行为。
And it's the Lord says, so that man can see your good works.
便归荣耀给你们在天上的父。
And give glory to God who is in the Father who is in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们从主所领受的这样一个职分和托付是何等的重要。
So this entrustment that we have received from God is so important today.
弟兄姐妹，这是关乎到灭亡与永生的区别。
This is the difference between destruction and life.
从我们的家人开始。
Starting from our family members.
我们的配偶。
From our spouse.
我们的孩子。
Our children.
他们的救恩。
Their salvation.
还是关乎到我们在神面前的情形。
Has to do with our condition before God.
愿神早晨借着这样的一段话语，再来鼓励我们。
So this morning, through these words, may He encourage us.
也来警戒我们。
And warn us.
愿我们在神面前来向神发热心。
So that before God, we would be zealous.
愿我们不再像的神是那样不冷也不热。
And no longer be lukewarm before God.
叫我们能够悔改在神的面前。
And that we would repent before Him.
我们能够回到神的光里头。
And return back to God's light.
我们能够回到神的心意里头。
And return to God's will.
我们能够成为神在地上显明他救恩的器皿。
That we would be that vessel that would express His salvation.
从我们的家里开始。
Starting from our families.
盼望我们在我们当中神的救恩不受拦阻。
We hope that His salvation would not be hindered among us.
因为我们一家一家能够更多的来认识神的救恩。
So each and every family.We can all come to know His salvation.
来得着神的救恩。
That we can gain His salvation.
来宣扬神的救恩。
That we can express, share His salvation.
好叫世人能够将荣耀归给我们在天上的。
So that people of the world will glorify your Father who is in heaven.
那我想我们再来唱刚刚那首诗歌。
Shall we sing hymn 261?